Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir. This is the third shir, Parshas Vayakhel. We're talking about Chachmas HaLev, that a person has in their heart this great desire for Chachma, a singular desire for Chachma. And we will continue on that road. So it would appear that this inyan of Chachmas HaLev, that the Lev desires Chachma, that's how we define Chachmas HaLev, it desires Ruchnius, it desires Kedusha, is not just a level, ze lo rak darga b'mahuto shel ha'adam klapei kiyum ratzon Hashem. It's not only a level in the essence of man vis-a-vis the fulfillment of the will of Hashem, ela shematzav shel chacham lev mevi shemechamat shehalev ratzono b'chochma. This matzav of being a chacham lev brings that because his lev wants chachma, he is zeiche to chachma, lefi midas ha'rotzoin lo chachma sheyesh bo. In other words, the more he wants it, the more he gets it. Shekach yamida, that's the way God runs the world. V'anu chacham lev ba'asher b'chai gavne, achen yesh bo chochma b'libo, b'nigud l'sha'ar chochma tluya b'dat. In other words, normally chachma is talui b'das, it's in the brain. This chachma is in the lev. Why is it in the lev? Because it's a desire. And memela, the more desire he has, the more God's going to fill him up with chachma. K'mevuar ba'pasuk b'parashat Tetzave that we quoted in the previous year. Ve'ata tedaber al kol chacham lev asher mileitiv ruach chochma. You should speak to every Chacham Lev that I filled him with the Ruach of Chachma. So we see that since he's a Chacham Lev, there's a special milui from Hashem of a Ruach Chachma. That this is the Chachma that comes because his Lev wants Chachma. Because his Lev wants Chachma, then Hashem fills him with Chachma. Hashem Ileisiv Ruach Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills him with Chachma. So too in Parshas Kisisa, Legabei Bezalel, God's going to fill him up. Since you're a Chacham Lev, God fills you up with Chachma. It's filled up with Chachma. They were filled with Chachma. Since they have Chachma Slev, so God fills them up with Chachma. They're a Chacham Lev, and therefore God gives them Chachma. Since they're Chachmei Lev, they have this desire in their heart for Chachma, Hashem gives them Chachma. V'zeh nira b'ma shekatuv b'Daniel, Yahav Chachma l'chakimin, 2:21. Gemara in Brachot says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chachma to somebody who has Chachma, like famous Kash is. So where does it start? You can only get Chachma if God will only give you Chachma if you have Chachma. So how do you get it in the first place? Without Hashem, it's impossible. Kashu Nefesh HaChaim, Sefer Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, or Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. So based on what we said, the Nidon is Al Yoiv Chachma, those who does Hashem give Chachma to? Chakim, and those who desire Chachma. You have a Lev Chachma, you have a Tshuka for Chachma. Here you're talking about Das, so Das is in the brain. That a person, if he's a bright guy, he can get it. But this is talking about something supernatural, something more divine, something more spiritual. He desires Chachma in his heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills his heart with Chachma. It's also what it says in Mishlei 14:23, Belev Navon Tanua Chachma. Navon is maybe Dover Mitoch Dover. Uroet Achrito. He sees his end. And therefore he's Bebeis Ha'avil, he knows Eis Mishpat, like we saw Mishlei, 16:21. In the previous shir, that a person rather what we saw in Koheles, Dalet, Zayin Dalet, Lev Chacham Bebeis Eivel, Lev Ksilim Bebeis Simcha. The Chomer and the Beis Eivel, they're thinking about the Mechsheves Yom HaMisa. Whereas the Leiv Ksilim, they just want to be partying. They're in the Beis HaSimcha. So, a Navon understands, Belev Navon Tavua Chachma. It's Mavin Davar Mitoch Davar. He understands, he looks at this world, and he sees he's going to the end. There's going to be an Eis Mishpat. Also, we spoke about in the previous shiur that a person knows in this world that it's not going to last forever. So he makes sure that while he's here, he does the right thing. Right thing, so that when the time comes, he'll be able to answer. That you know your end, and therefore you're going to be a chacham. That's the bina. You're mavin davar mitoch davar. You understand from this world what's going to be, and therefore tanuah chokhmah b'leiv avon tanuah chokhmah. The chacham is going to rest within you. And that comes from, again, the Lev Navon, that comes from the Lev that's Mavin Davar Mitoch Davar, and that's what we see in Bava Basra. So again, this is not just a Dargah B'Mehutzus, it's not just a level in a person's essence vis-a-vis the Kiyum Ratzon Hashem, but rather the Matzav of Chacham Lev brings that because the Lev desires Chachma, he is Zochet to Chachma Lefi Midas Ritzano, according to the measure of his Ratzon for Chachma. He receives Chachma, he gets this divine gift of Chachma, that's Bava Basra 12b, Yalfin Chacham Adiv Minavi. We learn that a Chacham is greater than a Navi from what it says in Tehillim. Perek Tzadi v'Navi Levav Chachma. Minit Lebemi HaBeyomer Chacham Nitla Bekata Nitla Begadol. It says that a Navi has a heart of wisdom. It's another way of learning the Pshat in the Pasuk. Now, we will bring, but a Navi has a heart of wisdom. So who's Tali B'mi? In other words, the Navi is Tali in the Chacham. So Chacham is greater. Levav Chachma. So that's Shaykh to the Geder of Nevuah. And that's why you're Tali Nevuah B'Chachma. Because Chachma's Halev isn't something natural that comes from the intellect. But rather it's Hashem filling you up with the Chachma like it says by Bezalel. And that's Shaykh to Nevuah, and that it says Chacham Adif Minavi. He's even greater. Shaykh to that, and it even goes beyond. We've had Shirim and Chacham Adif Minavi. But the question is, what does Chacham have to do with Navi? Chacham is something intellectual, Navi something spiritual. No. We're talking about a type of Chachma that's spiritual, that a person has a desire for Chachma, and therefore Hashem fills him up with Chachma. That's also a level of Nevuah. Talking in the Kosev, in the Inyan Kev, he brings in the name of the Ritva. Miyam Shchar V'Beis HaMikdash Nitla Nevuah Mevi'im V'Nitla Chachamim. And that's where HaMeimar says that Chacham Adiv Minavi is a hamshech of that. Perusha sheyasigu b'sichlam dvarim harbei shein koach ha-sechel tibi la-siga. The Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im and given to the Chachamim, and they are able to be masig with their sechel, things that a natural sechel can't be masig. And Chacham Adiv Minavi perush she'oisoi novi yesh loy koach lirois. Chacham Adif Minavi means that that Navi has the power to see. And a Chacham is able to also to even get beyond that. The Chacham is like a type of Nevuah. The Chacham is a type of Nevuah because Hashem is filling him up with this Chacham. And that's even greater on some levels than Nevuah. Some say the Chacham goes into the Pratim and Nevuah doesn't. Nevuah looks at from a more general perspective. But the point is, Chacham is Shaykh to Nevuah, because Chacham is Shaykh to Nevuah, because it's something spiritual that Hashem fills you up with. So Chacham is even greater than a Navi. It's in the same category and it's even better, again, for various reasons discussed by the Sfar. Point is, Chachma is supernatural when it starts with Chachma's Halev and it's not just something intellectual. When Rashi Chochma zo shi Chochmat Halev, hi b'mahuta harbe yoter gedola mechochma ba midat bilvad. This Chachma, which is Chachma's Halev, is in essence much greater than Chachma that comes from Das alone. And it's a completely different sug of Chachma. It's not connected at all to the natural limitations of Das. It's Chochmas HaLev. And therefore, Das is limited to Teva. And therefore, the wisdom that a person has when he's using his intellect. When I talk about Das, I mean something in the intellect. So the wisdom he has in his understanding and his knowledge and his intellect is going to be limited. But when a person desires chachma, it's not limited, it's supernatural. That's pshat. We see sometimes a lashon in the Rishonim, libi omer li. In other words, the lev is margish es hachochma. Afal pi she'en hadavar ba mechamat hadat. Mishum she'achen yeshna chochma belev she'i chochma me'ever lechochmat hadat. The lev feels the chochma, even though it doesn't come as a result of das. The lev feels the chochma. Halev margish et hachochma. Even though it isn't coming as a result of Das, because there's a Chachma B'Lev which is beyond the Chachma of Das, and that's what it says in the Pasuk in Eof 37, 23, and 24. Shakai lo mitzanua shtagi koach umishpat rav tztaka lo yana. The Almighty, whom we cannot find out, is excellent in power. Yet he does no violence to judgment and abundant justice. Says the next pasuk, lachein yireuhu anashim lo yire kochach melev. Men therefore fear him, he doesn't regard any that are wise of heart. In other words, like the Marie Cross writes, that, or the Redi Rashi, HaMishchak lo yirei kol chachma lev, HaMishchak mei lev ki ein chachma sabein av klum. The chachma of a person is nothing compared to the chachma of Hashem. Lo yirei anashim, the Marie Cross writes, lo yirei chachma lev, ein kol shpach ro chachma lev, shu klum keneged chachma sa. Shu kol chachma lev, ki lo einam, ve kulum kain negdo ve tachbus lo revim. Don't start up with Hashem. All of our chachma is nothing compared to Hashem. So we're talking about the godless of Hashem, and Yov talks about Chachmei Lev. In other words, even though a person's a Chacham Lev and he has such tremendous Chachma because of his Chachmas HaLev, it's still Klum Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it talks about Chachmas HaLev. And with this we can understand what it says in Malachim 1:3-9, Bakashav Shlomo Me'Hashem, Ata Hashem, Elokai, Ata Imlachtes Avdech, Atachas David Avi, Baruch Hinar Katon Loida, Tseis Uba, Nasad Lav HaLev Shomer, Lishpor Samcha, Lohavim Bein Tog L'ra. And now Hashem, you were mamlich me under instead of David, my father. I'm a young man. I don't know how to come and go. And you gave your slave, your servant, a listening heart to judge your nation, to understand, to distinguish between good and evil. Because who can judge your nation, this difficult nation? And in that it says, Psukim Yiral, Fidbez, Yemilkim, Yelov, Yana, Shirshalta, Zidabra, Zibalo, Shalta, Lach. That's what Shlomo wanted. So what am I going to do? Make you a tremendous chacham. As Mevuar Baka, he wanted a lev maven, and Hashem says, I'll give you a lev chacham. So who can judge this difficult nation? So you need special chachma beyond the intellectual, the natural human capacity for chachma. And that's only Chachmas HaLev, so that's what God gave him. God gave him this special Madrega. Because that's what Shlomo wanted. That's a Hemshech L'Tfilas David, Divrei Yom, in Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Dez, Shlomo B'ni Tein Levav Shalem, Lishmor Mitzasecha, Dusecha B'chukecha. B'kem Asher Lev Shal, so he had a Lev Shalem for Hashem, he had a... His whole Ratzon was for Chachma, Memele, he was Ocher to Chachmas HaLev. Like it says in the Pasuk, there's nothing ever like it, nothing ever will be like it. And with this we can explain the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Beis, on Yamos HaMashiach, Vishbos HaNayamim, Tar Be'Adas V'Achochma V'Emes, שנאמר כי מלא הארץ דעת השם כמים לים מחסים, ונאמר ולנדו איש ישראל אחי ואיש ישראל, ונאמר ועשירוס ישראל ואבן מבשרכם מפני שעושה המלך שיעמוד מזרע דוד, ועל חכמי יויסר משלמה ונובי גדול וקרב למשה רבינו לפיכך יולמד כל הדוד וראו שם דרך השם. So Rambam says that in those days there's going to be a lot of das, chacham, and truth. The world's going to be filled with knowledge of God, and they're going to teach each other, and remove the heart of stone from your flesh. And that king that's going to be from the seed of David is going to be a great chacham, more than Shlomo. And he's going to be a Navi almost like Moshe Rabbeinu, such a tremendous Navi. And he's going to teach the people. So kvar amdu al dvarav, shekashem shekatav Rambam shafi shein avi gadol mekom kom liya lekarov leMoshe. So he says, be close to Moshe, because it says by Moshe, like come Navi Oid be Israel come Moshe Asher Yedo Hashem Panim El Panim. There's never going to be a Navi like Moshe. It also says Legabi Shlomo Asher Kamocha Lo Hayel Lefanecha Vacharecha Lo Yeh. There's never been before. There'll never be again. So how does the Rambam say that he's going to be a Baal Chochma more than Shlomo? Azoyat Gefrekt Oifin Rambam. The Rambam writes that he'll be greater than Shlomo Chochma than Shlomo. The pasuk says there can be no such thing. So based on what we said, we understand very nicely. Gabi Nevuah, it says, Lo Kam Navi, there's going to be Navi, no Navi like Moshe. It says, so too, Gabi Melech HaMashiach, he's not going to be a Navi like Moshe, but Gabi Chochma Shlomo, the Nidon is a Chochma Slave. So there we can say, Shebekorach Shel Chochmat Lev, Rak Al Yada Efshar Lagia L'Chochma Gvoad Meod. Lo Haya K'Shlomo V'Lo Yeh. They never will be like Shlomo, they never was like Shlomo, they never will be like Shlomo. So that's talking about Chochmas Halev. What about Chochma that comes from Das? That's a different Sukh. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. So Memela, there's going to be nobody who's a Chochma like Shlomo because nobody can get to the Chochmas Das. Chochmas Das can't get to the God, so Chochmas Halev. So Chochmas Halev is not going to be like Shlomo. In other words, we're talking about two different types of chachma. Shlomo ad chachmas halev. When it comes to Mashiach, it says tarbe das v'chachma. It's going to be a different type. It's going to be das of the seichel. The world's going to be filled with that das. Since there's going to be so much das, memela, it's a different sug. In the sug of Shlomo, this chachmas halev, there'll never be anybody like Shlomo. But the sug of Chochmas Hadas, that the world is going to be filled with so much das, and that is going to be greater than Shlomo. So the intellectual wisdom will be greater than Shlomo. But the Chochmas Halev, the spiritual wisdom, that he won't be great like Shlomo. So it's not a steer to the pasuk. The Rambam writes a lashon of he's going to be a Baal Chochma Yoser Mishlomo. In other words, he's going to have bailus in the Chochma. Shlomo doesn't have bailus in his Chochma. Why doesn't have Shlomo have bailus in his Chochma? Because it's Chochmas Halev, it's from Shemayim, it's a divine gift. So that's not Chochmas Halev when you have Bailus. That's why the Rambam says about this Mashiach that he's going to have this Chochmas, that the world's going to be filled with Dar, Das, and Chochma, and he's going to have Bailus over it. It's going to be his. Whereas Chochmas Halev is a special divine gift. So that's more of an intellectual chachma, and Shlomo is more of a spiritual chachma. And as we see in Kohelis 1:16, Tibarti ani im libi, lemor ani ani egdalti, v'sabti chachma al kol asher hay lefanai, v'shalayim libi ra harbe chachma v'das. So how is he moisiv chachma? Because his lev saw a lot of chachma, that's totally belev. Lashon ra, like nevuah. It's not an Indian of Havan and Seichel. It's an Indian of a lev. And this lev has a lot of chachma and das. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the Chalkos Yoyov in his country's Kaveh de Kashyaisa on the 63rd kasha. We know Kaveh de Kashyaisa is his 103 kabas in amount, and it's also a gematria of 103. Or kav is a measure, but it's also kabbah, it's 103. It's 103 shtar kashas. It's a beautiful sefer of Rabbi David Avraham Mandelbaum, Shlita, where he gathered the terutzim of many, many great tzaddikim and goyim, some with us and some no longer with us, the Bala ben Chaim l'Chaim. On Koponim, it says in the Gemara, in Shabbos, in the Fayin Dalet Amud Beis, that if someone's toivet semer agabei behem, if he spins wool on the animal on Shabbos, ein derech tviya b'chach upatu. That is not the way of tviya. That is not the way that one normally spins. And therefore, putter. It's not the normal way of doing things. The p'tur is mitzad kela achar yad. And like the Achronim say, it's a mechisaron meleches machsheves. It's not a malachas machsheves because it's not the normal way of doing things. You don't spin wool when it's still connected to the animal. And malachas hamishkan, it has to be malachas machsheves, right? So if someone's toivet tzerba gabehim on Shabbos, it's not derech to be on their pater because it's not malachas machsheves. So therefore, it shouldn't be good for the mishkan. And the hedge we see in the Gemara and Shabbos Tadi Tesam and Aleph, that that's the way the women would do it. The woman would spin the wool on the animals, and it was kosher for the Mishkan. So how was it mukshar b'chai gavna l'lechas ha-Mishkan? It's kelachar yad. Since on Shabbos it's kelachar yad, your putter, and it's because it's not a melechas machsheves, so it also should be no good for the Mishkan. Mishkan requires melechas machsheves. Mara says in Shabbos in the Tzadi Tes, Tanu Rabbanon, Yirios Tachtoinois Shel Tchelitz V'Shel Agamon V'Shel Shelas Shani V'Shel Sheish. The bottom curtains of the Mishkan were made of sky blue wool, and of purple wool, and of scarlet wool, and of fine linen. V'Elyoinois, and the top curtains were made of Masi'izim, of goat hair. But Gedolah Chachma Shenemer Bel Yonos, Gedolah Hashem Riosios Mashem Ritochs, but the Chachma that was said of the El Yonos, in other words, the goat hair is considered to be inferior. But the Chachma to make the goat hair was greater, because by the Tachtonos it says, V'chol Yishea Chachma Slev B'yadea Tavu, V'al Yonos Ki V'chol Anashim V'shar Nasa Liban Osam V'chachma Tavu Esa Izim. By the Tachtonos it says, in every wise heart a woman spun with her hands. And they brought, they had spun the blue, the purple, the scarlet, the linen. While with regard to the top curtains, it is written, and all of the women whose hearts inspired them with wisdom spun the goats. So whose hearts inspired them, Nasa Liban Osana Buchachma, suggests a greater degree of wisdom. So, you see, Akol Panim, the idea that the spinning the goats, the wool while it was on the goats, as it says weiter in the Gemara, time shir nechemia shatuf bizim v'tavu mina izim. The hair was rinsed on the goats, and it was even spun from the goats. So when it was still on the goats, it was spun. So that's kelachar yad. So why is that kosher in the Mishkan? That's the kasha of the kasha kavod kashiyasa. However, as numerous Talmid Chachamim point out, there in the kavod kashiyasa, or Asher Weiss, others, that's the kasha of the Gemara 9 Dalet Amud Beis. That the Gemara asks, it's not the kavod kashiyasa's kasha, the Gemara beat him to it. And the fine Dalet Amud Beis, that he himself references that the Gemara asks, if it's not derech tviya b'kach, v'atani b'shmei derev nechem yashal tufizim v'tavu b'izim, amal tviya gabahem b'shma tviya. So it is called tviya, meaning it is, it's not kelachar yad, it is melechas machsheves. Answers the Gemara answers the kasha. Chochma yisei roshayni. Chochma yisei roshayni. That extra chochma is different. Rashi writes, Kidechsiv kol isha v'chochmas leiv. And every woman of a wise heart. Aval ahedyot ein darko b'kach v'havei ke la'achar yad. But a hedyot, it's not the derech, it's considered la'ach ke la'achar yad. So since it was done with chochma yaseira, it's not considered ke la'achar yad. In Memel, it's kosher in the Mishkan. If I do it or you do it, it's ke la'achar yad. The women are doing it with Chachma Yisera, and therefore that's not Kalach HaYad, and that's Melechas Mach Shevitz, it's kosher for the Mishkan. If you and I do it on Shabbos, then it's not going to be Melechas Mach Shevitz, it's Kalach HaYad. That's the Teretz, but it still doesn't hold water, because self, we're talking about they do Tviya the same way it was done in the Mishkan. And yet your Pater on Shabbos is not Derech Hasiya. Since it's the same Tviya, why isn't it considered Kalach HaYad? In other words, what the women are doing, what a hedger is doing, is the same thing. Just like the hedger to be considered kalachariyat, so to what the women are doing should be considered kalachariyat. And just like we're putter on Shabbos, the wood shouldn't be good for the Mishkan. For Yoser, we have a kash of Teisvis. Teisvis asks that, but l'daito etzel kol adam. Like we have later on, legabe anshei hutzel, that they carry in a certain way. It's not the normal way of carrying. But l'dayta etzel kol adam. See here also, even though it was done with chachma yisera, but l'dayta etzel kol adam, and memel is not melechas machshevis, it's considered kelachar yad. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows: behekti mach kasev rashi chachma yisera. Kolisha Chochmas Lev, the Rasha says, no, it's a mistake. The correct pasuk is, B'chol Anoshim, Asher Nasa Liban Oysana B'chochma Tovu Esa'izim. In other words, instead of Kolisha Chochmas Lev B'yadeh Tovu, which is 35:25, it's really from the next pasuk, 35:26, V'chol Isha. Anoshim isher nasa liba noisanu b'chochma tavu es ha'izim. All the women as hard as part of them spun the goats. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about the spinning the wool on the goats, not the regular spinning of the wool. So the Rasha says that Rashi, it's a tosofer. That's not the correct pasuk to show their chochma yisera. It's taka the next pasuk. And that's the pasuk we have also in the Gemara and Sadi Tess. Pasuk Lamed Hei Chav Vav, meaning V'chol Hanoshim Asher Nasa Liban Osanu Chachma Tovu Sizim, and that's the correct pasuk, and not the pasuk Rashi brings V'chol Isha Chachma Slev B'yadeh Tovu. That's the Ha'orah of the Rashash, and so writes in the Perush of Rabbeinu Chananel. He brings the pasuk the Rashash brings, but so it's not what Rashi says. So what do we do with the Rashash's Kasha? So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that normally, even if you do something b'chachma yisera, but l'dayta etzel kol adam, like the Tosfos writes. But that's only when the chachma comes from das, it comes from the normal human intellect. So, if normal human intellect dictates to do something in a certain way, and you do it in a different way, zokt men, but l'dayta etzel kol adam. So, but here the Gemara answers Chochma Yisera Shiny. Rashi says Kol Isha Chochma Slave. And then Vayter we talk about Tavu Es Ha'izim. In other words, Rashi is bringing that pasuk to show we're talking about a different type of Chochma. This is a different category, and therefore there's no Butla Daito. Because this is the supernatural Chochma. This is Chochma Slave when God fills you with Chochma. And then normally it's done with das. Das, we say, but the daito etzel kol adam. That's when we're talking about regular human intellect. Human intellect, we talk about but the daito etzel kol adam. But here there's no but the daito. Why is there no but the daito? Because here we're talking about where it was done in the supernatural chachmas halev. That's why Rashi brings that pasuk. Chachmas halev. And therefore it's considered, for them, it's considered melechas machshevis. And you can't say that they're the way we do it, because it's a different category. Our Dao, well, normally you say Butla Daito when you're in the realm of human intellect. So if the Das of most people do something a certain way and some people do it a different way, Butla Daito. But here you can't say Butla Daito of the women by most people, because we're talking about Chachmas Halev, which is a completely different category. And therefore, for them, it's considered a Melechus Machshavas. Whereas when we do it on Shabbos, it's not considered a Melechus Machshavas because it's not the Derech, it's Kelachar Yad. We don't have this Chachma Yisera, but the people of the Chachma Halev, doing the Chachma Halev, they have this Chachma Yisera. And it's a different category. There's no Batla Daita Waitza Kol Adam. For them, it's a Melechus Machshavas. They have this special divine wisdom that they're filled with. And the Memela, it's Kasher for the Mishkan. Whereas if we do it on Shabbos, we're going to be Pater. It's not going to be considered Melechus Machshavas because we don't have this Chachma Yisera. And for Entrat the Kasher, the Kabbat the Kashyais, I invite you to look inside the Sefer of Rabbi Mandelbaum and see the answers that he gathered together. Okay, Moirai v'Raboisai, ze movil otanu achshav le'ezrat Hashem, lekrat yishuvam shel ha'psukim. Az meod meragesh, la'tchil la'anot al ha'kushiyot, העמדנו בתחילת דברינו, בשיעור הראשון. And that will be unzer avoida, העבודה שלנו, בשיעור הבא. אני מזמין את כולם להשתתף. אני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם לשיעור הזה. בעזרת השם בשיעור הבא, אנחנו נראה המשך נפלאות מתורת השם. Thank you for listening. שלום שלום.